Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Tuesday. Welcome back, Danny
Welcome
V. Welcome
back.
Couple days in Albuquerque. So much has changed. Rush is back together.
I don't even recognize you guys anymore. It's weird.
We dyed our hair.
But it's nice to see your smiling face, Danny. Welcome back.
Good morning. Hi.
You guys are going on a boys' day tonight, aren't you?
We are, because, you know, nothing beats going out on a Tuesday night than Danny and I hitting the streets of Seattle to go see a rock band by the name of Turnstile.
Turnstile Tuesday, baby.
Yes.
Turnstile Tuesday. I mean, it's going to be an awesome show. They get pretty rowdy.
It is a testament to how much I love this band. I think Danny would probably also attest to this because it takes a lot to go out on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
I have to love a band to go on a Tuesday night. Like, it takes a lot to go out. Even on a Thursday, I'm like, I don't know if I want to go see whatever it is going on, but I freaking love this band, so I'm fired up.
I'm still expecting a text from Steve, like, today, being like, hey, I'm not coming out. It's not Turnstile Tuesday anymore.
No, it's happening.
I know. I'm excited.
Also, I love the fact that I'm bringing one of my friend who has only seen one rock concert in his entire life. Ooh. And that was when I took him to see Pearl Jam. My buddy Malik.
Yes.
You know, Young Fuego.
Yes.
And I haven't even told him who the band is. I just texted him and go, you want to go to a rock show on Tuesday night? And I was like figuring he'd be like, no. He's like, in. So I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to tell him what this band is about because they're kind of crazy live.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited to see his reaction to how insane this show is going to be.
I've heard that people just go sometimes to watch the crowd at Turnstile because it goes crazy.
Are you old men going to go in the pit?
Yes. Maybe.
Well, hell no.
Thoughts and prayers.
I'm not going to go into the pit. If it was Thursday.
Definitely.
I'd be stage diving.
Not on a Tuesday. It's time for the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
AKA the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Not only is it Turnstile Tuesday, Danny, but also it's a day to enjoy yourself a taco because it's National Taco Day. So what's a must-have on your taco? You know, in my head, it didn't sound raunchy, but when I say it out loud with my creepy voice, it didn't sound right.
Plenty of hot sauce, Steve.
What's your must-go on your taco, Danny?
I have to have a good like hot sauce or salsa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I'm all about the sour cream.
Do love the sour cream.
Taryn, you don't like cream on your taco?
No, I don't, actually.
Hey, today at 1 o'clock, it's Game 3 of the American League Divisional Series as your Seattle Mariners are heading to Detroit to take on the Tigers. And yesterday, when it comes to the Mariners, I feel like everybody was talking about the Mariners crying guy. This is the guy that was caught on camera getting emotional. Danny, did you happen? I know you were in New Mexico, but did you see the video footage of this guy as Julio hit the double? They pan out to the crowd, and this dude's just feeling himself.
I've seen it everywhere.
It's so great because I feel like it does represent a lot of us Seattle Mariners fans when you're thinking, oh, here we go again.
100%.
And then Julio comes through to take the lead, and they end up winning that game. So, yeah, the video of him, you know, getting a little teary-eyed, his significant others hugging him, all over the news as well, as King 5 tracked down that guy, and his name is Saul Spady, and here he is talking to King 5 about crying in baseball.
There is so much crying as a Mariners fan, and, like, I don't really remember it. Like, Cal hit the double, and he did what he's done all year, and then Julio did it, and, you know, you just gotta cry, man, I guess. Really stupid, but I'm a Mariners fan.
I just love this guy. And also, I'm seeing all these pictures, and I'm like, holy crap, this guy's hanging out with one of my old friends, like one of my donkey teammates, his brother, and my buddy Darren. And I'm like, they're homies, so Saul Spady's going to join us at 8 this morning to talk about being the crying guy all over the national news and media and all that kind of stuff. And also, if his last name sounds familiar, yes. He is the grandson of the Dick's Drive-In founder.
He is the heir to the Dick's Drive-In throne.
He is like the Prince Dix.
Yes. The Mariners are now in Detroit for games 3 and 4. And if you can't make it out to Motor City, T-Mobile Park is going to be hosting some official watch parties. It'll get you in the door for just $15. If you're a season ticket holder, $10.
Well, maybe we don't go home, Danny. We go to the game.
Yeah. It's kind of a cool thing. You get to watch it on what they're calling the biggest screen in Seattle. Concessions are going to be open. I know how you guys feel about ballpark food. Plus, all that playoff energy will be in full effect here in our city. So that's going to be a really good time.
So you're telling me I can watch the game not on my cell phone next to my daughter, but actually on a big screen at T-Mobile Park?
Yes.
In other baseball news, also, you've got a 2-0 lead for the Milwaukee Brewers. They have over the Cubs because they beat them 7-3 yesterday. The L.A. Dodgers, they're up 2-0 as well, beating the Phillies 4-3. And besides the Mariners today, the Blue Jays are playing as well, and they can wrap up their series against the Yankees. They're up 2-0, and it hasn't even been close.
Wow.
They've outscored the Yankees 23-8 in the first two games.
Geddy Lee of Rush is very happy about that. He's like the world's biggest Blue Jays fan.
All right, well, good for him. As far as weather, 70 degrees is going to be our high. It's going to be a clear day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Over the weekend, we got to hold in our hands a piece of Mariners history.
Yeah, Danny, you missed that too.
So what was that? We're going to tell you all about it at 6:20. Back on Saturday in the sunshine, we were hanging out at the hall on Occidental waiting for the Mariners game to get going, and somebody brought out one of the tridents that was once used in the Mariners dugout last season.
Darren, we held the actual trident.
Yes, this was one that was once in the dugout of our Seattle Mariners, and it is so beautiful in person. It's a lot heavier than I thought it was going to be.
A lot heavier, a little sharper. I kind of stabbed you with it. I'm sorry.
You totally stabbed me, and now I have to go and get stitches in my gut. No, this is the coolest piece of memorabilia I think I've ever seen.
And they have it here at the hall.
This is the coolest place. I mean, I know this is our first of probably many parties we're going to have at the hall in Occidental, Steve.
I think we're just going to have a party here every night.
I'm in. It's so good.
I think we're even going there tonight before the Turnstile show. Maybe we'll get to see the trident again. It was so funny. Dan, you missed this. They come out and they have the trident and they hand it to us. And I thought for sure, I mean, I've seen it on TV.
Sure.
You know, every time home run, they got the trident. It's pretty cool. But when you see it in person, it's like, oh, this is pretty sweet. I thought for sure this was like a plastic 3D printed trident.
I thought that's what you guys were holding. To be honest, I didn't realize it was the actual one.
Yeah, obviously they have now a different one for this year. But last year, this thing is like solid and heavy and dangerous.
We were so blessed by its presence.
And it was so funny because after we took pictures, then all of a sudden everyone, it's like when a celebrity shows up somewhere and someone gets that first picture, all of a sudden everyone, it's like they're like, it's like an alert. Like, oh, there's somebody here. We need to get a picture. Then there was like a line of people wanting pictures with this thing.
The trident was being swarmed.
Yes.
And we were very excited to make a new friend while we were there. And that is the chef for the hall on Occidental. His name is Demetrius. And he shared why they had that trident in the first place.
And what I love is Demetrius showed up, not just to say hi, but he's also rocking the trident, the Mariners trident.
The trident.
The trident.
That is insane.
This is absolutely, so we got this in an auction last year. This actually came out of the dugout. Ooh. This is the real deal.
Oh,
this
wow.
is it. It's signed. Here you go.
Oh, my God. It's like being, you know, amongst a royal
family or something like that. This is crazy.
The pretzels look amazing here, too, by the way.
They're working.
Okay, I got a little distracted. Somebody walked by with a pretzel, Danny.
It was so cool, though. It's like, I was just thinking about, like, a scepter, you know, that, like, a queen would have or something like that. It did feel very royal to me. It was so cool.
I kind of wanted to knight people with it that were wearing Mariners jerseys. Like, here. You.
Do you think it's going to be, I mean, do they have it out and about all the days of the week? If you guys go there tonight, do you think it might be there?
I don't know. I think they keep it somewhere like under lock and key, because while we were watching the game, our friend Joe Grube, who maybe had a couple of drinks in him in extra innings, goes, you know what we need? We need the Trident. And then he goes over to the owner of the hall, like of tracks course. Him down and says, where's the Trident? We need the, and then the owner, Gary, tells one of his employees, go get the Trident.
Oh,
and I'm like,
gosh,
this is not really happening. And then next thing you know, sure as S, all of a sudden one of his employees is walking back up into the bar holding the freaking Trident in his hand.
I think it's safe to assume that that never gets old.
Oh, no, dude. The thing was freaking awesome.
The Daily Mix Show.
All right, Rockaholics, what about you? 206-803-ROCK. It could be something sports-related, a movie prop, anything. What is the coolest thing that you have ever held? Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will take those calls after Nirvana.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This past weekend, we were kicking it down at the hall on Occidental, and we got to hold the Mariners Trident. So we want to know, what about you? It could be something sports-related like that, maybe a movie prop, anything. What is the coolest thing that you have ever held? 206-803-ROCK.
Somebody said I got to hold a prop lightsaber over at a Comic-Con. I felt like a Sith Lord.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even really into those movies, but I think that'd be cool.
Oh, any of those movie props. Like, I remember going to, like, the Mopop now, but it was the EMP, and they had, like, their horror, exhibit. And they had, like, Jason Voorhees, I think Machete, and they had, like, a chainsaw from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Granted, they were behind plexiglass.
Sure.
But I was like, man, I wish I knew somebody well enough to be like, hey, can you just pop that open just so I could get a good picture holding this thing?
Just one second.
Do you have anything besides the Trident?
Yes. So one time, I don't remember which player it was, but I was at a gala auction thing, mm-hmm. and there was a former Dallas Cowboys player there, and he had played on the team that won the Super Bowl in like 1994 or something like that, and I got to try on his Super Bowl ring, and then I was like, what was that guy's name again? No idea. I can't remember who he was.
Have you ever seen the Seahawks Super Bowl ring?
Yes.
Because that was cool. When John Ryan came in one time, it was like soon after they won the Super Bowl, and he knew.
Oh.
We're like, I remember we even asked, like, did you happen to bring, before we can finish bring, he's like, yes, I brought the Super Bowl ring for you to look at.
I wonder how long after winning the Super Bowl one might carry that around with them. I mean, some people I know wear them all the time, but, I mean, does it ever get old having it with you and getting to show it off?
See, that's the difference between, I think, like a guy who's been there before and someone like me. I would be wearing it right now.
Yes, totally.
Looking at the text messages at 206-803-ROCK, someone said, I'm a diehard Superman fan and I was allowed to hold a copy of Superman number 2. From 1939 at the Washington State Summer Con back in 2024.
That's insanely special.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be too nervous.
Right?
I think if I sneezed.
Like the paper might disintegrate.
Or if like I had like a little spasm and I creased, like I made it not mint anymore.
Don't smudge it, Steve. Don't smudge it.
All right, this is probably beats everybody's. Coolest thing I've ever held were my 3 kids when they were born.
Damn, no. Why didn't I say that?
You're bringing up championship rings. I'm bringing up championship rings. We're bringing up tridents. Neither one of us thought about our children. Danny, what about you? And if you say children, you're lying now.
Children.
No, You know, I don't remember when this happened, but I have this vivid memory of it. It was at a concert, an MXPX concert, and Mike came down into the crowd and got, like on the barrier, mm-hmm. but he was going to go, like, crowd surf. So he, like, pulled off his bass and handed it to me, and I was in the front, and I got to hold his bass for security, and I was like, this is amazing. I'm holding Mike Carrera's bass.
Could you play it?
I mean, I know, like, I know you know how to play an instrument, but, like, sure.
Was it still plugged in and on?
Yeah. It was still plugged in and on, and I was just like, but I didn't even dare. I was just like, hold this. He crowd surfed, then came back, and then, of course, they threw it to him, and he kept playing like he didn't miss a beat.
I guess it's like a sea of people around you, because that would be so funny if you, like, strapped it on and you just started playing, like, a bass line to an MXPX. Or even funnier, like, a bass line to, like, Green Day, like Longview.
And, like, no one even knows.
Come on, guys, jump in.
206-803-ROCK. What did you get to hold? Something sports-related, a movie prop? What is the coolest thing you have ever held? Mike in Port Orchard, what was that item?
I got to hold the right hand of doom from Hellboy. And I got to wear it for briefly.
Was it heavy?
It's made to look out of like it's made out of concrete, but it's actually made out of foam. Oh. So it was only like 5 pounds.
Nice. That's awesome.
So how did you even get to be near this thing?
I met Ron Perlman at a Comic-Con a few years ago.
Oh, dude. How cool is he? He always seems like the coolest guy.
Oh, dude. He's so chill and just down to earth. He's one of the coolest guys I've ever met.
That's awesome. I'm happy to hear that.
Oh, yeah. 206-803-ROCK, sports-related, a movie prop, anything. What is the coolest thing that you've ever held?
Somebody texted, I held Ichiro's batting helmet once at a charity event.
Okay, that's dope.
Wow. Another person, I got to hold the actual Stanley Cup once.
Did you get to do that?
Yes, a couple of times. One time, I can't remember which Seattle Thunder, because when you win the cup, you could bring it back to whatever town you want to bring it back to. And somebody, I mean, we're talking over 20 years ago, won the Stanley Cup that used to play for the Seattle Thunderbirds. Mm. And I was working at the end at the time. And I remember one day, my boss was like, hey, tomorrow, you want to stick around after the show? I'm like, why? He's like, Stanley Cup's coming to the studios. I'm like, excuse me, what? And sure as hell. And then I got to, it was on display at a Thunderbirds game once as well.
Oh, gosh.
Actually, 3 times. And then one time I was just randomly walking the streets of Seattle.
He's just bragging now.
Okay, this one's stupid, though. I'm just walking the streets of Seattle, and there's the keeper of the cup, and the Stanley Cup just propped on, like, the corner of, like, I can't remember which street it was, where the old Benihana was.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember walking by, I'm like, no one's around. Like, he's just, I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm setting up the cup for a picture. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, well, this was where the Seattle Metropolitans used to play their games at this exact location. I was like, you got to be kidding me. And then he showed me, like, the little plaque that's right there. I didn't even know that was there. And then I got a picture with it.
I love that.
Yeah, it was really cool.
206-803-ROCK. John, you're in Seattle today. What did you get to hold that was the coolest thing ever?
Well, I don't know if it was necessarily I holding it, but when I was a baby, my dad was friends with Andrew Wood and Chris Cordell, and there's pictures of me at the house being held by them. So technically I didn't hold it, but I was held by it.
I mean, that's pretty legendary.
That's awesome.
Yeah. My dad was really good friends with Andy back in the day, so he used to hang out a lot before the tragedy, but it was that was probably the coolest thing ever, being held by or holding something.
Did your dad play music?
Yeah, he grew up in Burien in the mid-80s. He went to, like, Highline and Evergreen. So he was around, like, Chris Novoselic, he went to school with, and, like, he was friends with, like, Jerry Cantrell and Andy were, like, his mainstays. So I that was around them a lot when I was younger.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
So he said, I also got to hold the Stanley Cup once, and I also said, Migs, can you please replay the time that your buddy picked up the Stanley Cup at the T-Birds game? So I tracked it down because I saw this text. I'm like, I was trying to find it, and I was able to find it on my computer. This is when my buddy Munson was at the T-Birds game as well, had a couple too many beers, and he kept telling us, he's like, I'm going to pick up the Stanley Cup. I'm going to pick it up, and you're not supposed to do that.
Oh, no.
And sure as that, when he got to the point where he got to take a picture, he snuck his hand underneath the cup and lifted and just started yelling, F yeah. And so afterwards, we pulled out our cell phone and recorded his instant reaction of being able to hold up the Stanley Cup.
You're outside of the Seattle Thunderbirds arena because you just got kicked out for doing what?
I lifted the cup.
He got it before their security crew could even grab him. He has it over his head. And what did you yell?
I said, yeah.
The best thing is, right when he lifts it, security just whoosh, boom, right in there.
Right when, so what I did is I put my arm around it.
And I just gave it a little finger, like a little tilt, like, all right, is this secured to the table? Okay, no, it's not. All right, I'm doing it. It was the greatest thing I've ever done. Greatest thing I've ever done. Oh, my God. And then all I did, it was 2 minutes left in the third period. I got kicked out. Who the f*** cares?
I love my friends.
No regrets.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve? His record is 315 wins, 103 losses, and 88 ties so far in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 650.
All I did, it was 2 minutes left in the third period. I got kicked out. Who the f*** cares?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.